Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Massacre Monday. The city, Detroit, Michigan. The year, 1943, 1967. The Detroit riots of 1943 were one of five that summer. It followed the ones in New York City, L.A., Beaumont, Texas, and Mobile, Alabama. The first Detroit massacre took place June 20th, 1943. It was some youngins out at Belle Isle Park. They got to fighting some sailors, and that joint trickled all the way into the city, to the point where white folks was in front of the Roxy Theater, catching black folks getting off the trolley to go to work, and beating them and killing them in the streets. They flipped over 20 cars of black families. It was chaos for 3 days. June 20th through June 22nd. It only shut down when 6,000 federal troops pulled up. They had to restore peace in the city, set curfews. 34 people were killed that weekend. 25 of them were black, most of them at the hands of the white police officers. 433 people got hurt, 75% of them black. $2 million worth of property damage that weekend, the equivalent of $30 million today. That was 1943, y'all. We were not to be outdone by the 1967 Detroit riot. This one happened in the early mornings of Sunday, July 23rd, 1967. By the end of this one, there had been 43 people dead. 1,189 people were injured, over 7,200 arrests, and over 400 buildings were destroyed. Another one of those situations of the Great Migration. Black folks leaving that Jim Crow South trying to better their lives, moving to Detroit. Not even realizing that the KKK, they posted up in Michigan as well. In 1967, 93% of the police force in Detroit was white, even though 30% of the city's residents were black. So again, early morning, Sunday, July 23rd, 1967, the cops run up in the Blind Pig. They just expecting it to be a couple of people there for the after hours. But no, the Blind Pig were jumping. They were celebrating. The GI had returned from the Vietnam War. So the police said they wanted to arrest everybody in there. So they waiting for transportation to get there so they can arrest all 82 of these black folk. Of course, it draws a crowd. And the owner of the Blind Pig set it off. He threw a bottle at a police officer. After that, the folks start looting the stores. The Michigan State Sheriff's Department, the National Guard have to pull up, but it's Sunday, so it took a little while to get sufficient manpower, and in that little while, black folk were wreaking havoc. And see, the Detroit police, they very inaccurately assumed that the rioting and the looting would just eventually stop, but it didn't. They didn't make their first arrest until 7 a.m., which was 3 hours after the raid on the Blind Pig. Is it alarming to anyone else that some of the same gripes and complaints that black folk have in 2024? The way we're treated in retail stores in comparison to our white counterparts. Underfunding for the schools for our babies. The discrimination in housing for black folks. Employment opportunities or lack thereof. And the high unemployment rate for black folk. The communication issues we have with the police officers in our communities that aren't a direct reflection of the constituents in the community that they serve. And just the blatant racism. Those same exact gripes and complaints are what started the race riots in Detroit in 1943 and 1967. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.